From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. The county's declining sales tax remains a major concern as it prepares its 2020 budget. Members of the Boone County Commission addressed the shrinking revenue yesterday during the first public hearing for the 2020 proposed budget. According to the Columbia Missourian, the sales tax is expected to decline 1.75% from 2019. In her proposed budget, County Auditor June Pitchford estimated $47.6 million in sales tax revenues. To compensate for lost revenue, Pitchford is proposing a 2-cent increase on property tax, which would generate about $600,000. Missouri is joining 20 other states in a national initiative to get college students who put a pause on their education back in the classroom. The Degrees When Due initiative provides colleges and universities with strategies on how to reach out to students who have some college credits but no degree. Angelette Pritchett is the Director of Academic Affairs with the Missouri Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. She says many jobs require the completion of a degree or credentials to move up the ladder.
This is really a way of ensuring that students are able to complete and really be able to take advantage of all of the advantages of having a degree or a credential can provide.
19 Missouri universities and colleges are participating, including Moberly Area Community College and Lincoln University. A new Washington University study has found simple changes to the home can help elderly disabled people living alone. Sheila Farzon reports.
Disabled seniors who lived alone showed faster declines in brain function than those who lived with others, according to the study from WashU. But these seniors stayed sharp mentally longer when they lived in homes with at least one accessible feature, like a wheelchair ramp or grab bars on the walls. Soojung Park is an assistant professor in the Brown School of Social Work and a co-author of the study.
For this group of people, their home environment have a very direct effect on their mental health.
The study compiled data on more than 6,000 U.S. seniors over a 12-year period. Park says her team plans to explore how home modifications can affect brain function in seniors. I'm Shayla Farzon.
Missouri college athletes could be paid under new proposals by state lawmakers. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that at least two lawmakers are backing legislation next session to allow student athletes to profit from their name and image. The proposals come after California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill into law in September that lets college athletes in that state hire agents and sign endorsement deals. A Columbia woman who spent a week in a tree to protest the city's plans to build a trail through a private nature area has been charged with trespassing. Susan Forcade, known better as Suzu Forte, was charged Monday with first-degree trespassing. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Forte began her protests October 28th in a tree on the It's Our Wild Nature group's property. It was one of 40 trees set to be removed to build a 10-foot-wide path through the area. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.